Hey kids, you're about to listen to a comedy podcast. That means that none of this is medical advice. If you need medical advice or medical care, please contact your doctor.
Welcome to the Jock Doc Podcast,
where we discuss fitness and health, and how to incorporate our modern understanding of science and medicine into our daily lives, but without it being so boring. I'm your host, DrLondonSmith.com. I would like to begin by apologizing to our listeners. We've received some feedback about the excessive amount of technical medical terms that I've been using, such as pyogenic inflammatory response and Graham Norton antivirus. So I'll try to temper my terminology to a simpler one in the future. Here to help with that is our producer, Cameron.
Dr. London, I hate to do this, but we have to once again talk about our current social media presence. I hate to do this, but, and you know, listeners, you can just skip past this part if you don't want to get into the logistics, but we just gotta talk about this.
Yeah, it's just technical stuff.
Dr. London, we are floundering on TikTok.
Okay. And is this because of my dance videos or in spite of my dance videos?
Well, this is what I sort of wanted to talk about. Is I've been getting really into rage bait lately. You know, just people purposely, like, doing something incredibly stupid or whatever, so that they will get so many comments that will say, you're wrong about blah, blah. And I was thinking, yeah, let's maybe combine some of that provocative behavior and your dances, and I think we've got something there.
Yeah, okay. It's hard to say I think we've got something before we've done it, but, like, yeah, that idea, and if we could do it.
But I think we can figure this out.
Okay. So what's something that makes that's like just so wrong that everyone will get mad? Which is tough today because people believe a lot of stuff now.
Yeah, that is true. What's something that would like piss everyone off? Like, is the moon is a hamburger? I feel like that's no. That wouldn't make people mad, would it?
I think just enough people would agree with you is the problem. Like, I'm trying to think of anything.
That's true. A lot of people would be like, oh, that's the only thing I've ever heard that makes sense.
Wait. Okay, wait. What about dirt is chocolate?
Oh, okay. That's really interesting. And then we have, like, a diet of dirt because chocolate is also good for you.
It comes from the ground. It's a plant. So
I guess it's just you doing one of your dances and you're eating dirt, right? And you're going, maybe you're like rubbing on your belly a little bit. You're going to have to do a lot of chocolate specific stuff. So like s'mores.
So a s'more is really just.
And maybe like a chocolate shake.
A s'more is really just dirt plus, and we don't want to say marshmallow because there is big marshmallow. Dirt plus chalk. Yeah.
Oh, and then two flat rocks as the like graham cracker.
Yeah. I guess I think of rocks as being kind of chalky in flavor. Sorry, I feel like we were on the same page there.
Yeah.
And then, and then for a milkshake, dirt is mud. So,
yeah, that's easy. And you can even be like, and they're taunting us because look, a mud slide, like the alcoholic drink.
Yeah.
Oh, the powers that be taunting us once
big,
again.
Whichever company.
Yeah, mudslide company. Chili's, big Applebee's.
Yeah, it's big Applebee's.
Oh, once again, under the tyranny.
And then my dance.
Oh yeah. Oh well, yeah. This is now our third TikTok is a huge anti Applebee's rant, and then do a lot of like Illuminati kind of like connections.
So that was our producer Cameron. Also with us is Digital in the House. And later, Cameron tells me that we can expect a special guest.
That's right, Dr. London.
Yeah, so do look forward to that. But before we move on, I would like to address a bit of listener feedback. So for a long time, our listener demographic was primarily composed of that old friend from high school that you forgot existed, but when you see them, they jump right back into whatever running joke you had back then. And
oh, yeah.
You're trying to, like, you want to be polite, but, like, you're very over that joke. So that was our listener base. But now, in our efforts to cater to them, we found that we were neglecting the many bot accounts that download our podcast. So this comment on TikTok, it's a comment on a response to "I will drag my balls across your face like the grandfather clock." At Smeepless said, quote, "I'm gonna turn you into a loot box when I open those cheeks and take the loot inside. Star eyes emoji, distraught face emoji, crying laughing emoji," end quote. So thank you so much for that feedback. I knew this day would come.
Yeah. This person's gonna steal our eggs?
Yeah. I know that they can only go up in value, but, like, when we sneaked the eggs out,
yeah,
there's no other place to put them.
I know.
Yeah. So I just, like,
Dr. Lynn and I have been have gotten into the golden egg business. We read that story about a goose that laid a golden egg or whatever. And maybe it was Jack and the Giant and the Beanstalk. Who knows? But we've been ingesting a massive amount of gold lately in order to sort of combine the eggs that are naturally in our body and these sort of gold flakes.
Yeah. Cause my eggs for a while had been, like, completely discolored. Like,
well, yeah, they were Easter eggs.
Yeah. Yeah. The myriad of colors, like, did scare me a little bit, except for once a year, and then I felt normal.
Do I need to clarify that? We're talking about we would eat a bunch of Easter eggs, just like the plastic ones,
right?
And then a bunch of, like, liquid gold or gold Schlager, you know, a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So this listener is clearly
trying to steal our gold eggs.
In on that.
Yeah,
yeah. So nice try. I started wearing underwear, so. Nice try. You won't be able to get in there.
And I am currently stuck in the trunk of my car. So good luck.
All right. And thank you so much for that feedback. That's really helpful for us. Okay. We have another comment. This one also from TikTok. This is a comment on a response to "The darkness has its eyes on you." Temporary_solutions said, quote, "Don't look out your window. The fog is here. The darkness will consume you." End quote. So thank you so much for that feedback. So I've fallen for this trick before. Meteorologists, they will always say to just check the forecast. Don't check outside. Don't look out the window. But you gotta always check for yourself, because they'll say, like, 40% chance of rain, but then there's no cloud in the sky. Never-ending darkness that will consume me? Nope, not a cloud in the sky.
Yeah.
So...
Cloverfield monster?
Like. Mm-hmm.
And
nope.
Yep. And
cloud sky.
And they're like, 30% chance of Cloverfield monster. And then.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, there's not a cloud in the sky.
Yeah.
So explain that, meteorologist. There aren't even any meteors either. So anyway, thank you so much for that feedback. That's going to guide us going forward and inform the medical. Now for today's medical topic, hepatorenal syndrome. Hepatorenal syndrome is renal failure developing secondary to liver disease. So that's what the hepato part of it is. And then renal refers to the kidneys. So in hepatorenal syndrome, the kidneys are intrinsically normal because the underlying problem stems from the liver disease, not the kidneys. Clinically, in patients with suspected hepatorenal syndrome, you're going to look for severe liver disease like cirrhosis, new onset renal failure with no other explanation, which, for those who've been keeping up with us the last few weeks, Cameron has been trying to find more explanations, basically, for what could cause kidney failure.
Yes, Dr. London famously said something like, there are only three types of kidney injuries or something. And I have been doing a lot of research to find the fourth secret kidney failure causer.
Yeah, yeah. Of acute kidney injuries.
So, yes. Just because I've seen these rumors online, a lot of people believe in it, Dr. London, and I'm getting closer.
Yeah.
And if you remember from a couple weeks ago, I really concluded that huffing gasoline is getting me close to it. And then last week, of course, I started injecting the gasoline straight into my kidney.
As far as you can tell.
And that definitely did something. Yeah, because I mean, I don't have an x-ray machine. I can't afford one.
Yeah. Which is, well, yeah, I guess that brings us to this week. You started a GoFundMe to get an x-ray machine.
Oh, yes. Well, I want x-ray goggles. Can you imagine?
Yeah. Yeah.
I could see through the walls in my house. I could see my clothes from inside the bedroom.
Yeah. You seem to immediately have so many ideas that had nothing to do with the kidneys anymore once there was a mention of these x-ray goggles, which I don't think exist.
Oh, yeah. God forbid I have hobbies. Yeah. My entire life needs to be focused on this. Yeah. Kidney failure, self-induced kidney failure thing. Get on with it. Get on with your lesson.
So for these patients, you're going to look for, like I said, severe liver disease like cirrhosis, new onset renal failure with no other explanation, very low urine sodium, FeNA under 1%, elevated BUN creatinine ratio of over 20 to 1, lab values in hepatorenal syndrome fit in with pre-renal azotemia, which is one of the types of acute kidney injury that we discussed previously. And treatment for hepatorenal syndrome is with midodrine, octreotide, and albumin.
And if you're curious if I've, you know, done any more experiments this week, of course I have. That's the scientific message. This week I really focused on huffing like protein powder.
Okay. And
just breathing that into my lungs.
And
it's it's crazy.
Okay, that's your conclusion for it, is that it's crazy?
It's wild, yeah. Okay. Again, no x-ray machine, so like,
so you can't
we'll have
tell.
To determine that later, yeah.
Okay, so that is your plan. Is later on, when you get one, you'll just check what happened.
Once these x-ray glasses come through...
yeah, which, then I guess everyone, go to our Patreon and... I assume that there's an Indiegogo page there or something, or a GoFundMe. Click on that.
We have a tier.
Yeah.
We have a Get Cameron Some X-Ray Glasses tier.
Yeah. Just pitch in for that. Unfortunately, that tier does not come with any extra content. You're just funding his research. So we do have extra podcast episodes. We do have video versions of the podcast, but all you get with that tier is specifically... Cameron getting the x-ray glasses. So
and if I get the glasses and you let me know where you live, I will leer into your house. I think that'd be a fun thing for the listeners.
Okay. Yeah. And once again, I really want to clarify, the other tiers don't come with that.
No.
Yeah. So just to clarify, and mostly because the gas prices and everything.
Oh, yeah, I'm spending so much on injecting it into my kidney. I know, yes, last week I had a different system where I was getting free gas. That has collapsed. We don't need to talk about it.
Cameron, you said that we have a special guest today. Is that right?
That's right, Dr. London.
All right, well, hello there. My name is DrLondonSmith.com, and this is our producer, Cameron. What was your name?
Hi, I'm Kathy Plates.
What are you here for?
Well, as you know, as I am well known as an injury attorney here in Van Nuys, California, you might have seen my billboards. They're slapdash all over Deep Valley in California. I'm not sure if you're familiar, but I am the leading injury attorney here, so I deal with a lot of injuries.
Are you dealing with the injured, or are you dealing with the people who injure others and need, you know, some lawyer backup?
I do not discriminate, Cameron.
Oh.
Okay. I work with both the injured and the injurer. The one who does it and the one who is it's done to.
This is how we met.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I kind of figured that this is where this was going. Dr. Lennon had a little bit of trouble with the law recently.
Well, it depends on how you look at it. I think, look, as far as I can tell, I was fine. It's the law that had a problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's what you keep saying.
You did crush that little boy's leg. Dr. London, you crushed the little boy's legs.
Yeah, but only after I got out of the car. That's the thing.
That is true. And that's the issue with the case. That is the issue with the case.
Really trying to spend this like, oh, you hit the kid thing. The kid didn't even care about getting hit. He was really pissed about what happened after.
Yeah. So like to say like, oh, this is, you know, vehicular man's laughter or whatever. Like, no, it's, if anything, it was just regular man's or children's laughter. So like I feel like, well, anyway, are we going to take it to trial? I'm trying to remember.
London, I cannot afford that. No, we are. This is an in-house pro bono thing.
Yeah, right, right. Which, once again,
you're pro boning me. You aren't. Yeah, you're paying me and I'm not shelling out any money.
Okay, yeah. Pro bono is a weird word, huh?
Pro bono?
For me paying you for services rendered.
Yeah, this is sort of a reverse pro bono where you're paying for services that aren't there.
I, you know what? I don't look too closely at the legalese, as they say.
Yeah, oh, okay. Wow. And that is why I picked her.
Yeah, finally, someone in the law who is just like a regular person. They're not like, oh, this law says that. Oh, what the amendments? No. What about someone who's just like, what's up?
And I'll tell you what, and I've never told anyone this. I'm not even a lawyer, honey. I'm not even a lawyer.
Oh, wow. That's even cooler.
And if you tell enough people that you are something, no one questions. No one.
I mean, you can represent yourself in court, so surely I can just, like, get my buddy to do it, right?
Exactly.
Wow. I'm learning so much.
I feel like people do, like, they will question you if you say it enough times. Like, the more you say it, like, they find out that you maybe don't have all the qualifications you've said you did. And, like, you can throw around these fancy titles, and then people will, like, really notice if you screw up enough.
I haven't come up against that really. And I know a good man that prints things for me. And so as you can see, my degrees and such they're there. And
oh wow. Yeah. You have a Kinko's near you?
Yeah, I did. And you know what? Surprisingly, Kinko's still in business and I use them quite often.
I mean, yeah, if you're printing off degrees and who knows how many you have at this point?
This podcast is a secure line, correct?
Oh, yeah. No one's listening to this whatsoever.
Great. Yeah. So I just have the lovely Gerard at Kinko's print out a PhD in psychology and law and things like that.
That definitely makes sense. What are some of the like cases you've been working on lately?
Well, besides before London's case took up all my time with the boy with the crushed legs.
Allegedly crushed legs.
His legs are crushed, sweetie. There is no bone. It's turned to dust.
I want to hear more like cases that you've had besides London's.
I did have one recently with cheese and a pipe. It's a long, basically a man stuffed a pipe with cheese.
Oh, wow.
I know. And what happened
that high's
was
got to be incredible.
The high?
Yeah. From cheese?
Oh, no, like not like a smoky pipe, like a bathroom pipe.
Oh, okay. Oh, man, I was really getting excited to smoke up some cheese.
What? I've never tried such a thing. Is that a thing?
Well, I'm just thinking like, yeah, Parmesan kind of looks like ground up marijuana, right? And I feel like, you
that's
know,
my first thought at the restaurant.
Yeah. I just got a diet greenish.
You know, I so wish that had been what had happened. I would have not even needed to take on the case.
But so, wait, did the cheese wedged in a bathroom pipe?
Yeah. Blocks of cheddar is what it was. I didn't see the cheese. I never visit the client's issue. I don't remember the last time I came out of my office, to be honest.
So the crime was that there was cheese in a pipe.
Now, I never said there was a crime.
It's an injury, lawyer. So
it's an injury. Okay, he was stuffing the pipe full of cheese blocks. It got clogged up. He tried to flush. A geyser went up his asshole, and that's what happened.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I'm fighting on behalf of his little butthole. Oh,
wow. Who are you suing? Like the pipe maker or a plumber? Cheese? Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. It's big cheese, man.
It's big. Thank you for saying that. So we're going up against big cheese, yes.
I mean, that definitely makes sense. The things I've heard about Velveeta and just like, is it really that yellow? Or how do they get it that yellow? And there's a lot of talk about that. They're pissing in the cheese. I really hate to say that.
But exactly.
I've gone down some TikToks and they're pissing in the cheese.
Well, we shouldn't be so down on the idea. We've talked about urine magic before,
mm-hmm.
and how, well, it's outside of my medical expertise, but many people claim that drinking urine, and I guess maybe also adding it to their food, can have healing properties.
Many older women on Facebook named Martha have decided in recent, well, the last year, right? I feel like that's when we went down the urine therapy pipeline.
And a pipeline is what it was.
But yes, have decided that the Bible has told them to drink their own pee.
Wow. You know what? That makes sense. Summer of 78, I was the healthiest I've ever been. And I was drinking my own piss that whole summer.
Okay. That was my follow-up question.
How is Dr. London as a client? Is he tolerable to be around?
He barely answers my phone calls. I'll tell you that. Not good at answering.
Dr. London?
So, I am often in the trunk of someone's car. Not like Cameron. I don't have my own trunk. But I'm often in the trunk of someone's car. And they take my phone away when they do that. So... Yeah, it's not because I don't want to answer. In fact, I am trying to get a hold of a phone. But no, lately, because, well, I took out some... Well, the kid had a family, as it turns out.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, and they got wind of, like, you know, what happened, and, like, the pictures and the videos. I guess it went locally viral, Is it called a viral video if it's just on the news?
If it's just on the news or a video maybe shared amongst like mafia members?
Yeah, because then I've gotten kind of viral, man. Like I'm actually pretty excited.
Yeah, it definitely seems like you're viral with the members of the mafia for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So so sorry that is why I've missed a few calls because I was taken. And
well, it hurt my feelings. I waited at that Applebee's for 3 hours. We had a meeting.
Yeah, Dr. London, that's really rude.
Yeah. Okay. I apologize. That's my bad.
I did want to point out you do have a certain charisma, and I am looking for someone to be on my billboards. That isn't just me. Because I've, you know, people see me and they kind of know me now, you know, in Van Nuys, and I'm trying to go on the lam a little. So I was thinking of someone else maybe being the face of my business.
Yeah, because if you're going on the lam, I feel like a bunch of billboards, one of the worst decisions you can make.
So I've been told.
No, I have a question, though. How injured do I have to be for this billboard? Because I'll, you know, I can get pretty injured pretty quickly.
Right. I'm thinking missing teeth.
Okay, done. Tooth retention, not important to me at all.
And I think that's enough, to be quite honest.
Oh, gosh, just like teeth missing from my mouth is pretty good. Okay.
Without teeth pointing like this, like, and then it'll say, hurt? Don't think so. Call Kathy Plates. And I am going to still put my contact info in there. I know I said I'm going on the lab because of... You know, earlier you said people might start to question my credentials, and I admit that's happened. I've gotten a few inquiries about shutting down my practice.
Right. But, so whenever I said that people do, and you said no, what you meant right. was not
yes
enough yet, and me was that was the last straw.
Exactly. So,
I mean, Dr. London, you're always getting your credentials questioned as well by the medical board, by the police.
Yeah.
Your parents.
Yeah. The neighbors.
The government. Yeah. The government of Canada.
Yeah. Puerto Rico.
Kathy, like, what am I supposed to, because I'm going to be honest, I'm in a lot of injury-related debt.
Okay.
Like, you know, where, like, I sue someone because I say they injured me, and then it sort of turns out that I was not just in the wrong, but criminally in the wrong.
Right.
So then I owe a lot of my income to these people. And how do I, like, avoid that without, like, resorting to, you know, like, killing them or something? I don't want to do that.
I think you just keep going. You keep doing it. Eventually, one of these
keep
is going
to... Keep killing them?
Yeah. Are you killing people?
No, I mean...
Is it injuries? Now, here's where we get the... I'm an injury attorney. Now, I'm not a
Cameron,
killer attorney.
I gotta tell you now. I am wearing a wire. So, just like...
Oh, I am too.
Yeah. So, I'm just saying, like, one of us could incriminate the other pretty easily here. So
no, because that would be double jeopardy.
Right. Okay. Never mind. Yeah.
They can't convict two podcast hosts of the same crime.
I don't know if they would convict me in this scenario. For the people you kill.
And who is to say? Is injecting gasoline into people unsuspectingly and then maybe they pass a few days later? Is that my issue? No, because I have my own issues right now. I'm so sick. My kidney hurts so bad.
I feel like we covered a lot here. Kathy, before we go, well, for one thing, obviously we have to deal with this case. And you won't take it to trial because of the pro bono nature of me paying you money.
Exactly. It's too much. It's too much.
Yeah, and I don't want to stress you out.
I can't. Yeah, I really can't handle trial.
Well, thank you so much, Kathy, for being on. Is there anyone you want to give a shout out to? Anyone you're a fan of out there? I know you're hiding out on the lam, but anyone on social media?
@Nina_Concepcion, but I still don't trust her, and I think she's a bitch.
Oh, wow. She hasn't been injured enough.
She hasn't been injured enough, that whore.
I guess for me, I'm barely injured. Well, thank you so much, Kathy. Everyone go check out Nina Concepcion's socials. Thank you to Digital and the Host.